Jets. We, oh my God. I feel like, Sean, when was the last time I saw you, Sean? What's going on?
The last time you saw me was like a month ago, man. Yeah, I had to check the podcast file. I was like, 727? Oh my gosh.
it's been a hot minute, Sean. Missed
yeah.
you.
Hopefully yeah, oh well. Yeah, for sure, man. I you know I missed you. You know I missed you and I missed this.
Bro, you haven't gotten a haircut in a while either. It's going.
It has been,
I see it,
three weeks. It's been like 3 weeks. I thought I might have some time today before we recorded, but it didn't kind of work out like that.
Oh, that's all good, yo.
I just wasn't
God.
Sure, like, if I brought the baby, like, to the barbershop, would she sit still in one of the chairs long enough for me to get a cut? Like,
I'm pretty
if we're there yet. Like, she's still
in
toddler mode. You know, she's going to want to explore a new space, and,
Now, last time we were talking, or we were texting back and forth, you got a little sick. What's up, bro?
Man.
Are you good?
Yeah, I did, man. It was, I don't say it was dicey, but it was gross, man. Like, I mean, it felt like, it felt very similar to when I got my vaccine shot. It wasn't COVID, okay. but it felt very similar. And I was like, uh-oh. Like, you know, definitely for all the parents out there and for the folks that are not parents, like when you are, you know, when you've got toddlers and you're sending them to daycare, you know, there's all of the precautions that like you can take and you can provide them with, but they're still little people and they're going to kind of touch and explore everything, which means that it's going to be a vector for germs to get passed around. And
wow.
Especially in the time that we're in right now, man, you don't know, you know? So it felt like, at least for the first 3 months or so that my daughter's been going to daycare, that like it just kind of on a 2 or 3 week cadence, she gets sick, we get sick, then we're fine. And then it just, you know, lather,
it keeps cycling through.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I'm hoping that everyone is building up a significantly stronger immune system. And, you know, in some respects, it's really interesting because, like, my wife and I, we both work from, you know, work remotely and work from home. So for a lot of time, like, we're the only people we're coming in contact with, right? Like, so, you know, our daughter's, like, kind of our... No, our petri dish that just goes out there and picks up some stuff and brings it home. So, you know.
That's what kid does, though. Like, you know, they just touch fucking everything. Just fucking like
everything, you know. And when I'm obviously I got to see it in real time last year when we were all home. But, now I see it even more like on the weekends because like, she's more expressive and, you know, exploring everything and touching everything and identifying everything. And yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Proposition for you then. Would you buy her some gloves?
I would buy her some gloves. The issue would be, I don't know how long they would like last and be tangible.
Stay on.
You know, cause like, even like, all right, so last year we got her masks, but she was too little to like kind of keep them on at all. Like they literally would just not fit her little face. And this year, you know, like we sent her to school with masks, and yeah, sometimes they make it through the day. Sometimes they don't make it through the car ride around the corner to the daycare. So yeah, I don't know how long like putting her little hands in plastic gloves would really make much of a distance, you know, a difference in the same way that like, you know, like if you're working in the kitchen and you know, you have plastic gloves, I mean, you need to change them regularly, right? Like
at some point,
like they just, you know, going to collect germs. You're going to need to change them and wash your hands regularly and just be in a practice of that. And, you know, like I believe in the measures that her school takes to, you know, protect and keep the kids safe and, you know, keep them clean and whatnot, you know, and keep their facility clean. But it's only so much you could do with people that age and size. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, they grew up quite quick. So I was just thinking maybe like, I don't know, like custom glove, like cloth gloves or some shit. I don't know. I was thinking more in that line, not specifically the plastic ones, but it.
Oh, dude. Know,
I guess I was trying to offer solutions.
Immediately full of any food, saliva, paint, whatever they can touch, they're going to touch and they're going to try to share it with you. You know,
Hey, so, I got a, oh man, I really should have texted you and I might've had you do it for me at one point. So 2 days ago, mm-hmm. I got the email from PlayStation. They said that they reserved a spot for me for PS5. Yes. I was like, oh my God, yes, absolutely. And I fucking forgot it. So I don't know if that spot is still there. I'm pretty sure it isn't. It's just like a one-off kind of thing. I guess that one email is just like, God damn it. Yeah. I was like literally going to send it to you. I was like, Sean, just order this for me. I'll forward you the money. That way it's out. I'm not paying.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck, how much it is right now on the scalper's net, but at least order it. We got it in my possession and then be done with it. But
sure. I mean, I'll look out for a console for you if you're looking to get one. And yeah, we'll chat off.
Yeah.
If you're really looking to get one, then you know I can like be on the lookout for you and get it done.
I just thought it was the prime.
No problem.
It was just prime opportunity. I was like, man, missed out on it. I really wanted to get one. However, like I said, I haven't seen you in so long. Actually, Sean, have you heard of this game? Actually, let me pull up my.
Okay, yeah, let's talk games.
Let me share my screen here so you can see. Sean, have you heard of this game called not this one, but have you heard of a game called New World by any chance?
New World, is it an MMO?
It's an MMO from Amazon, actually.
Yeah, yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, I'm familiar. Mm.
Yeah. Started it. My brother and I are going to be I played very little of it, but I think if they do that thing correctly, mm-hmm. it's going to be the next biggest thing ever. However, I think the most common thing with that game right now, and I didn't realize, and good thing I was surfing the web for a little bit, you don't want your GPU to be unclocked, meaning set a frame rate for it, because apparently it goes up in smokes, like even
right,
the 3090s.
Yeah, that's, see, as you're reminding me, because I was like, man, that sounds familiar. I did read those stories. So from what I can gather, the beta, because it's not out yet, right? Like, yeah. So the way the beta for that game was set up, they don't do any like GPU throttling, right? So yes, if you don't have some settings configured the correct way, or the optimal way, if you have like some really, really fast hardware, let's say like an RTX 3090. So for those who don't know, those are some of the top video cards you can buy or attempt to buy at the moment. Like because of the way the game was set, when running on like top end hardware like that, it would try to max out the video card and kind of push it past its thermal envelope. And what that means is it would literally just run hotter and hotter and hotter and hotter, trying to gain as much performance from the card as it can produce until it would break. And there was one video card manufacturer that was offering free replacement cards for their customers that were affected by this issue.
Yeah, it was I was just kind of, good thing I was paying attention.
Oh, because, yeah, for sure.
And I was just like, I was playing the game and all of a sudden, Sean, I've never heard this thing go. Ooh. I was like, what the fuck is that noise?
You just hear the fans kick up.
I stopped everything. I'm like, I'm not rendering anything.
Right.
Like, it shouldn't do that. I looked it up real quick and I was like, oh my God, I have to set a frame rate for this, because it will just, it will burn, it will run, literally run, throttle that.
Run as fast as your car could produce. So Wow. Again, for those who don't understand, like, there are fans on a video card, and they're designed to spin up or down depending on how hot the card is getting. If the game you're playing or the job you're doing on that card, it requires more energy, the fans are going to spin up. And in the case of this game, the game was just like, well, give me as much power as you can, which is not typical, and would cause the fans to spin up and become very audible. And at some point might even get the card so hot that the fan spinning can't cool it down quick enough. And at that point, it would break.
Yeah. And there goes your $1,000. Or how much is the 3090 now? Like,
for your first stupid born, man. It's like the PC cards are still so expensive. Like, I don't even look.
How much is it?
Dare actually to look? Yeah, I'm curious. I'm sure it's probably like $1,600, $1,700. Manufacturer suggested retail price, but probably like over two G's.
Oh, at
the current scalping price, if I had to guess. Am I wrong?
That's ridiculous. Nope. Just about that much.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Yeah, I wouldn't pay for that. I'd wait a generation.
It's a tough time to still be buying PC components. In fact, it's so weird. Like, normally it's cheaper to buy your PC components separately and build your own machine. But because of like the way the market is set up, it's actually cheaper just to buy a computer with the stuff in it.
Yeah.
Than like, to try to, you know, build something by sourcing the parts individually.
Because like I think I have to upgrade the mobile too. Like if I were to buy the 3090 to make it optimal, because this is an older motherboard that I've gotten from like I haven't done my research on it.
I would assume if you needed to do anything on the build that you have, I would assume it would probably be maybe another a better power supply. I don't remember what you have in there, but that would be the thing that I would think that you would need to kind of maybe maximize a build with that card. But I would tell you straight up, like, don't even do it right now. Like,
yeah, I'm not doing it.
Nope. Things are so topsy-turvy that it wouldn't even be worth it.
Mm-hmm. Like, in terms of games, like, I'm really not looking to not necessarily buy a new game or anything, but like this piqued my interest, so I went ahead and got into it. But I'm still holding out for like a really, I really want the PlayStation 5 so I can play like fucking like the new Tekken or some shit, you know? Or I mean, I can watch people online, and but like the fighting video game itch has been bugging me for quite a bit. I don't know why.
Really?
I've been seeing a lot of tech in a Street Fighter, and I'm just like, God damn it, I really want it, but I don't have money.
Well,
I don't want to do it.
I will definitely tell you if those are the types of games that you want to play, for the most part, you could just get the PC version and be fine.
Yeah, I know.
If you want to play some Tekken, you can play that there. If you want to play some Street Fighter, is there. You know, I'm trying to even think, is there anything like on the new consoles that you can't get anywhere else? Maybe the new Guilty Gear, but that would be it. And I even think that's on PS4. So I would not.
I don't really like to the get Guilty Gear
a new console for that.
Yeah.
I mean, there are other reasons, but not specifically for those games.
I'm more so in future proofing again for Caitlin, because she really wants the new GTA. Eventually, like, it's been what, like 4 years almost since Naughty Dog released 5? Bro, they're going to release one again soon.
It's even like, longer than that. GTA 5 came out on the PS3. So it's been like 2013 to now.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's really been that long. And like the next GTA they're going to release is a port of that to the PS5. Like
2014. Again, oh my God.
Yeah. I feel like it's been forever. Again, with the world kind of, you know, and technology kind of like paused because of the reality of COVID, like things are in a weird place. You know, things are in a weird place, you know.
Yeah. Sean, 2025, That's what it's saying right here.
There's no reason. There's literally not a reason for GTA 6 to even be a thing. They make so much money off of people playing GTA 5 online that, like, it's just no need to push the envelope. You know, not in a traditional game release cadence where, like, things come out.
But it's sequels, like, and it's such a good game. Like, it's just, it's, no matter.
It's great. It's great.
We'll always win, like, Game of the Year, if not, like, one of the top. Like, literally, it's just, it's so good. Like, it's just.
And I even imagine for them, I wonder if they're just like, what else do we do? You know, like, where do we go?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have an online community that's thriving, that people pay money every month to take advantage of. You know, like, they do storytelling in ways that other video game companies and, you know, or other mediums can't do. I mean, that last game, they were telling the story of three characters at the same time that you could switch between. And it was seamless. Like, you know, some companies can't tell one story well and they can tell three at the same time. It's like, what do they go? Where do they do? And
what is,
for those GTA games, like, they write them kind of lampooning and satirizing American culture and society. And I wonder if the state of the, you know, the United States and politics over the last, like, 4 or 5 years might make that kind of tough to do as well. But, like, you know, I'm sure, again, like, the guys or the team over at Rockstar are some of the best auteurs in that space. So I know that, like, eventually when a GTA 6 comes around, it's going to blow your mind in ways that I couldn't predict.
Mm-hmm. Now, the only video games that I remember of Rockstar, the earliest one that I can, besides GTA stuff, was like Bully. If you can remember Bully, it was like a, what was it, like, set in like a prep school. This kid, literally a punk ass. It was so good. And it at the time, I think it was like PS2, I was playing it on. The original Red Dead, obviously, because that's their franchise. And then GTA, that's the only ones I can remember that Rockstar releases.
Other Rockstar games. I mean, they've had other stuff. Like, they did Manhunt. They did like an action beat 'em up based on the Warriors.
Okay.
Like the movie from the 70s and 80s. They did the Midnight Club racing games way back when. They published this game called Oni. They did a game called State of Emergency that I don't know if you remember. I don't know if that will play.
I don't remember that one.
And one game that stands out that they did that I would like a sequel to is they made like a table tennis game that was like really good. Yeah, it's like Rockstar table tennis, and it's probably like 10 years old now. But I personally would love if like someone in that organization was figuring out how to make another one of those.
Just comes out underrated. With tennis.
Yeah, you know what? And to be honest, what will probably happen is that the core of that game will be a mini game inside of GTA 6. And, you know, I'll get it there. But that was definitely a really good game that they made that I feel is kind of underappreciated.
Yeah, literally Grand Theft. I'm reading this stuff right now. Literally Grand Theft, any Bully, Manhunt, definitely there. Yeah, Red Dead. Like, dude, it's just so good.
I mean, but you just look at those titles right there. It's just like every time they drop, like, they shake up the game space and everyone is trying to play catch up. I mean, literally, I mean, we were talking about Grand Theft Auto 5, and 2 years from now, that game will be 10 years old and there will still be a dedicated community of people playing it. And probably playing it on Xboxes and PlayStation 5s. And still paying for shark cards and whatever currency they use to play on that. I mean, it is amazing. It's amazing. Like, you still see TV commercials advertising DLC for that game, which is
always.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's just for everyone else. Like, I know we talk about quite a bit of video games, but like, there's only some that lasts that kind of like decades. Well, like yeah, as playability, like there's not that many. There's GTA, there's Witcher, literally one of the other one is pretty top up there. Those are the main two that I can think of that people. Skyrim, another one.
Yeah, Skyrim's another one where they just announced another port of Skyrim, so that'll be up there with GTA. Is like a game that came out 2011-12 that's still getting released. But I would also put GTA in the same company as like World of Warcraft or something, where like
people who play that
game are dedicated to it, you know, like they can, I don't say like find new identities in there, but I mean it's like the game is a platform to itself. Like you play GTA wherever you can, you know, you play World of Warcraft and, you know, you have an affinity for your character and you kind of grow and, you know, go from there. Yeah. I mean, I've seen it, but I'm aware that there are people who role play within Grand Theft Auto 5 as a completely separate experience to like the one that like even Rockstar is trying to sell you. There's someone who's like, yeah, I'm just going to play this game and be a police officer. You know, like, you know, because like that game offers the flexibility and the technology's there for, you know, people to mod and kind of create a game on top of the game.
Mm-hmm. Sean, if you were to cosplay somebody from GTA, which one would you be?
That is a good one.
I guess two options. I'll go for it. All right. Let me go first.
So the obvious answer would probably be like CJ from San Andreas or I can't think of the guy from, not the main character from GTA 5. Can't think of his name, but his friend. Like, I think...
Oh.
Yeah.
The like, shop I, owner?
Huh?
The shop owner?
No. I don't remember the character's name. There's one black main character from GTA 5, and then there's his friend, and I cannot think of what his friend's name is. But I think like, that guy is hilarious. It's, voiced by the same comedian and actor who played
it's not about Lamar?
Lamar. For sure. Like Lamar is the man. Like he is the man. And then the character is voiced by the same comedian and actor who played Black Jesus on Comedy Central.
Can you guess which one I'd be?
Who are you going with, man? You gotta tell me.
Take a stab. Which one do you think?
Claude from GTA 3. The silent protagonist.
The silent protagonist. No, Sean, actually I'd be Chop.
You gonna go with Chop? See, Chop. Yeah. There's so many interesting characters from those games.
Oh my god, such a great game. Again, I know we've been touting like quite a bit of video games, but like GTA 5 is such a classic, a very well done game for its time, and just I mean that's what they do. Like I always look for Rockstar games specifically for Grand Theft Autos when they come out, because it's just instant classics. Like you'll know when you play, you're like, oh my god, I'm gonna play this for like ever. Like I'll never trade the game. It's just, it'll be like that. Oh, it's man. Just,
again, they find a way to get the most out of the technology and hardware available to them and like create living, breathing, thriving worlds. And every time they do it, they get, I wouldn't say a little bit closer to reality, but, you know, get closer and closer to kind of perfecting that craft. And there are other companies that try to do the same thing that just that are good in their own ways, but just can't nail it in the same way. Shout out to the Saints Rows of the out there and to the Watch Dog games.
Oh my god, Saint Row.
You know, another to the Assassin's game. Creeds that kind of do period pieces very well. But I still would trade all of those those games for Rockstar's version of world building and systems building.
Yeah, I totally agree. Except for, I mean, the personal, right? Red Dead 2, can't stand it. I got bored. I was interesting. Just like,
You know what? I will agree that I didn't finish it, but I felt I didn't. I won't say that I got bored. It's just like I didn't. When that game came out, like I feel like things had kind of shifted in my life where I couldn't give it the time to kind of finish it. But that is on my list of things to do, especially when my kid gets older and I can kind of play some more mature stuff.
I just felt like I think at like the 20-hour mark, I'm just like, what am I doing? Like I'm just going town. Like the story didn't captivate me enough. The one that kept me in, though, Sean, was when I didn't know you can hunt like the animals. Like there's like a thing for like legendary animals and shit, and you get to track that. I was like, oh my god, this is it. This is what will engross me in the game, and I literally just did that for like the remainder of the time. When I caught everybody or got their tarp or whatever, and I was like, yep, that's it. I'm just gonna finish the game. Out it goes. Didn't really care for it too much. But like everything else was just like, eh, you know?
The things that
Red Dead 1 original was, I was like all for it. Absolutely.
What I like most about the most recent Red Dead game is, for those who aren't, who don't know, like the Red Dead games are kind of set in the Wild Wild West, and there are three games, but the last two release games kind of follow the plight of one central character and his family. Spoilers, right? But despite that they are made by the same company that makes GTA, being set in the Wild Wild West provides some different realities, right? Like life is harsher. Travel is different. You know, you're not moving by car, you're moving by horse or horse and buggy. And one thing that kind of stood out to me about the last game was the storytelling that would happen while on horseback. You know, because, like, you know, riding on horseback through rough terrain is not the same as driving on paved roads or using, like, a public transportation system. Like, the game would frame these scenes differently where, like, it would be really about, like, learning about the characters and their motivations while on those rides. And, you know, I could understand to some people why that might seem boring. But again, like, Rockstar is so good at kind of owning those spaces. Like every time, like, you know, the camera would kind of pull back as you were kind of going from point A to point B. I'm like, what am I going to learn about this character? What am I going to learn about their history? What am I going to learn about their motivations? And the games are so dynamic that all of that storytelling could be interrupted by something that happens randomly. You know, you could run into some bandits. You could come across some, you know, like when you, like you said, some of those legendary animals that you needed to hunt. You know, you could fall off your horse. You know, like all sorts of things could happen, and like the gameplay will kind of dynamically go from there. But I could definitely say like the game felt longer because of it in the time that I played, and I could understand why. You know, maybe after doing that for a while, it could come across as boring. But I didn't get to that point.
You know. Yeah. No, I'm with you. I think the pacing for me was just slow. I wish it was, I wish I could have played it quicker. You know, because like any RPG games, like even like no matter what kind of RPG, I will always do side quests first because that's what my brain is trained to do. Especially like Final Fantasy or any of that bullshit. I will do side quests first and then go to the main quest and then et cetera. Like if it doesn't grip me enough, it will always be side quests. But if the side quest straight up just like almost bores me because it's too slow, then I'm just like, fuck it. I won't put the effort. I'll literally just finish the game. Just like, eh, it's fine. I played it. This is what it is, et cetera. But I guess for personal reason, I just it felt slow. I wish it was faster. But then again, I could have played it quicker. So one of the two.
I mean, I'll definitely say when it comes to those like open world games where, you know, like you're saying, there's like a main quest that the main story is about, and there are all those side quests that kind of surround it. Typically, I don't go out of my way to do side quests if they happen to me while I'm on the journey. then I'll definitely play them, and to me that keeps the game fresh. I do think that for some of my favorite games, like they'll have the side quest content that I'll come back to toward the end of the game if I really, really enjoyed being in that world. Like what was one of the games? So Cyberpunk with its million patches.
Yeah.
Like I'm right at the end of the game, you know, like literally at the point where if I take an action, it'll kind of set me on the course of events that will end the game. But I still haven't done it because I'm still enjoying playing with,
the side quest
stuff. And there are other games where I just be like, I want to be done with this. Like I'll just see the end and that's fine for me. You know, maybe if I'm interested, I'll look at something on YouTube or Twitch or something. Just kind of see what I missed.
Oblivion, real OG.
Oblivion is the real OG. Casey, recently they released some additional content for Ghost of Tsushima and like a director's cut. I know that you played the original release of that game. Would playing the additional content be something that you'd want to come back to after like a year or so from when you played the original game? Like, how does that work? How does that typically work for you?
Because like I finished the game regularly, meaning without spoiling it to everybody, you can become one of two versions of him. You can be Ghost, it becomes more ninja-like, or you can just be himself, just samurai. Like I did just full samurai, did another playthrough where I was just straight up ninja. Enjoyed it thoroughly. It felt almost like Assassin's Creed plus. It was just perfect, fluid gameplay. At some points though, because I was playing it at super ultra hard, because why else would you play a video game besides being in pain, like Dark Souls?
You know how I feel about that, which is I come to video games to, you know, enjoy myself, not necessarily to like be like constantly like if I'm frustrated in that time, then it's a waste of that time for me. But I understand that, like, look, like there is something to, you know, climbing a mountain, you know, if that's what you want to do. But there's also something to be said for taking a stroll.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's to each their own. I just prefer to hurt. That's so I get frustrated. I'm like, fuck this bitch. I'm going to fuck you up. There's a couple of boss battles, let's just per se. And there's minute differences to their attacks. So small that if you just kind of fuck it up, you're like, oh, God damn it. You die within one or two hits. It's that real. So you keep restarting it. Keep doing it. I'm like, I'm going to notice this fucker this one time. And then I think there's this one dude. It took me an hour and a half, Sean, for this one battle. I just couldn't for the life of me. For some reason, he does this one little gesture on his again stupid little shit on his right hand before he makes a slash, and you know it's the other slash, and you have to dodge a specific way.
Okay.
And if you don't do it, he will like stun you and whap you in the face, and then you're dead. And then you're like, God damn it, gotta do it again. So it's a few of those things, but when you complete it, I'm just like, who's the man? On a video game. So it's just, it becomes I don't know.
I totally get you. Robbie says I play casual, so when I'm high, I don't hate my life when I play. See? Again, I'm not playing high, but I definitely understand that same rationale. Like, you know, if I'm playing Ghost of Tsushima, and it's a title that I picked up that I have not really given too much time. I don't want to feel like, I don't want to feel like a fumbly samurai. Like, I want to feel...
I got you.
Like a samurai. I want to be challenged, but I also, you know, want this character to succeed. Like, you know, I don't know. Like, I don't want the guy to whap me and stab me in the face and, you know, like, I be shown a horrible, like... I don't want that. Like, I want to know that, like, all right, yes, I need to understand, you know, how I'm going to win this encounter, but without the significant fail states. Because personally, I would move on to something else. Because that's not what I want to spend my fun time with. But again, I totally understand. Like, there are definitely some other circumstances where, like, oh, sure, like, the journey is in figuring it out through, you know, repetition and like you said, pain, you know?
Yeah, I like pain. I'm telling you, Sean, it's like Dark Souls, the original on PC. Oh my God, it'll give you nightmares just playing that damn game. Dark Souls 2, amazing Dark Souls. I mean, for some reason, I just like fucking, I get those that thrill.
Those games really are advertised as that. Like, I don't feel like there would be an easy mode to those games that would do any justice. And to me, again, I'm not saying that, like, I turn on a game, set it to baby, and then go from there. No, it's like, I play on normal. You know, like, I start there and, you know, try to have the experience that I feel like the developers wanted the average person to have. You know? But I definitely understand, like, there are going to be some circumstances where, or you know, where people want to also get that extra level of challenge. You know, shout out to all the people playing Madden on Hall of Fame or whatever, 2K on All Pro and all that stuff. Like, I don't know, maybe you want to feel like Steph Curry only hits 10% of his shots. I don't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want my 2K Steph Curry to pull up from half court and knock down the and three make it. When I want it, when I needed it to happen. Yeah. I don't want to always blow out the other team, but I want my Steph Curry to be like the damn Steph Curry I see on TV. Shimmying and hitting threes and, you know, high-fiving his teammates. Like, that's what I want.
Yo, this is an OG remark right here. Robbie was stuck on level 2 on Spyro. Now, for everybody,
okay,
that's kind of... For the OGs, as I say, Spyro in its time, and even Crash Bandicoot on PlayStation, there's some levels. If for some reason the devs were like, "I'm gonna fuck y'all up. You're not gonna pass this for a while." I forget what level in Spyro I got stuck in, but I was for a whole day. I'm like, "Fuck this game, never." I'm not playing this.
Same with Crash Bandicoot. Those old games just like that, where, like, you know, sometimes, like, things in the way the levels are laid out, like, they are legible, so you don't even know what you're supposed to do. It's not that you couldn't do it. You're just like, why would I even think to even put these two elements of the environment together to move to the next place?
Oh, my goodness. I miss... Well, not really miss. You can still do it. Nowadays... games, you can turn the difficulty up or down, and that's kind of... However, the one my only pet peeve though, Sean, is you know how some games when you turn the difficulty up, it's a matter of one or two hits and then you're dead. There's no like, it doesn't like scale with you, and that's what I hate the most. Like, it's just, let's say you're level 5 and the fucking opponent becomes like level 30 all of a sudden because you stick it on high. Instead of like an incremental, because, you know, it's scaling with you. Mm-hmm. That's how I think games should be. Not just plateau on plateau. But then again, you know, they make those kind of games. Like, again, like Dark Souls, Sekiro. It's just plateaus and you just have to get used to it. Mm-hmm. And you move on. Etc. Even the God of War that came out on PS4, just freaking legendary. I forget who the developer was, but just no cuts. I think it was in its first sequence of the game. Like, it's like a continuous flow, never cutting. It's just like a crazy gameplay altogether. But it was just like, and I put that on hell mode, Sean. And when I say hell mode, the very last boss, I couldn't beat for a month.
I don't have that time.
Games, bro.
Like, again, like, as much as I like that game, I would not want to spend a month on one. Like, that's that sounds terrible. Like, I would feel like, like, yeah, I'm getting to spend more time with the game, but like, I'm feeling bad for a lot of my time with the game. You know, I don't want that. Like, you know, like, there's a whole bunch of other stuff that you could feel bad about. Like, again, you know,
not in a video game.
Yeah, nah, man. I mean, again, yes, there's going to be some, depending on the game, there's going to be some choices that you make that you're not going to like, right? Like, you know, not everything's going to be, you know, a binary decision. You know, it's going to be some shades of gray. But typically, like, I still want to come out on the end of my gameplay experience feeling good, you know.
Gotcha.
Maybe even, like, learning something, if that game can provide that as well.
Okay, follow-up question, Sean.
Sure.
You remember Fable 2 or the Fable series?
Yeah, of course.
What version of Fable were you? Let me ask you that.
I'll answer it in like the global way. Okay, given the opportunity to play a game in which like you can kind of lead your character to be good or bad, and that has some sort of like gameplay changing consequence or mm-hmm. like I typically go good.
Okay.
Like I mean there are very few circumstances in which I'm just like I want to be the villain. Like I want to be the villain. I mean there's mm-hmm. like I feel like Mass Effect in those games there were
that's another one.
Choices where you were provided where again it was or Mass Effect, not Skyrim. What was another game that I played? Fallout.
Skyrim, you can do it too. Fallout's another one. Yep.
Man, the outer worlds. This is a game that came out relatively recently. Mm. Where, yeah, I think it was the Outer Worlds, and I'll use that as an example. Right. So early in the game, this is not really much of a spoiler. You get introduced to a town. And in the town, someone kind of gives you a quest. And they're just like, hey, the people on the outskirts of town, they're stealing our electricity. We want you to go over there and deal with it, right? Mm. Now, the way it's presented to you is just like, you know, oh, man, they need the electricity. It's cutting down their production. But sure enough, you get out to the town and talk to the people on the ground there. And they're like, yeah, we steal the electricity. But it's only because the person who runs the town over there is a tyrant. You know, we're kind of setting up our own, like, you know, commune where people have more freedoms and X, Y, and Z, right? And you're just like, okay, look, I could do some damage here and shut off their power and leave these people in squalor. Or, you know, I could, and that's going to be terrible for them, you know. Or I can keep their power on, let them live with some measure of prosperity, but be devastating to, like, the global or local economy of the other place, right? Like, it's like, what do you do? What's the right, you know, what is the right decision? Like, in a game like that where it's, like, shades of gray, you know, I'm going to kind of just kind of go with my gut. But in a circumstance where there is a clear good guy, bad guy move, I'm going to lean good guy. So to answer your question, when I'm playing games like Fable, my world is nice and cheery. My character does not have any visible scars or, you know, ash does not surround their feet or, you know, they're typically not wearing the all black gear. But again, gotcha. I understand that there could be a lot of fun to just being, you know, a dickhead to everyone in the game because it's your time. You do what you want. You know, you deal with the consequences then. But I also feel like in those games, like, they kind of want you to be the good guy. Man. Like,
no,
you
know, I know
like,
they
it's
do.
Like, they, there's going to be some benefit to being the good guy by the end of the game that, you know you're not going to get.
Is there, though, Sean? Is there? I wish I could pull up my my old Fable account because this is the same thing I did with Robbie. I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to be the most annoying bitch in his game, the biggest dickhead. And at one point, your horns will start to detach from your head. Not detach, but like
right.
further. Like you can right. see it off screen, like from like behind. And I was like, this is awesome.
See, again, and again, I like games that do that, right? Like they're showing that, like, yo, man, not only are you changing the world with your actions, but you're changing yourself, right? Like you've decided to go down this path. And like you said, in that game, it is represented mm-hmm. by like your clothing changing or your, you know, your scars and your horns growing out of your head. Again, that's cool. And Robbie says multiple champs. No chance. You're absolutely same, right, Robbie, man. Yeah, not. there are some choices that you can make in same those games. Wavelength. You know, and it is all well and good. There's no yeah. hate. No hate, man. Play how you want to play. But I love the games that give you those choices. Again, maybe you're the type of dude who rolls into town, breaks every pot, kicks every chicken, you know, beds all the ladies yeah. and dips. You know?
Exactly.
You know, maybe that's, you're the guy, you walk into the house, right? You walk into some stranger's house, you just raid them and go on about your business, you know?
Old Viking style? Oh, my goodness.
Hey, man.
But, like, you know what it is? I think, Sean, it's just from stem of growing like a bitch ass when I was younger. I was such a punk ass when I was growing. I really was. I think it's just me trying to relive my punk ass days in the form of a video game. Mm-hmm. So, for me, it's fun. I'm like, oh, this is what a bitch looks like. this is what they do. I'm going to try to not do that. However, since it's a video game, I'm going to do it.
And I can understand that too. I think it would be interesting to see, I'm trying to think of any game where like you are the bad guy from the onset and it's just about that. Like I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Except for Hitman. That's what I can think of.
Yes, yeah, I guess Hitman.
Bad guy already, right?
You know, I guess it comes with the job, right? But even in Hitman, see, like, even in Hitman, right? Like, I know.
I'd
be more inclined to play that game. Like, I go, I move through the level, I get the target, and then I bounce. But then other people are just like, I'm going to cause as much chaos as possible. And you can do that in those games, right? Like you're going to like anyone can get it and you deal with the consequences. But I guess Hitman would be a game where you do just play as the bad guy.
I can't think of any other game, at least top of my head, where you were like the permanent bad guy and you're trying
Spoilers, BioShock. Now I think about it. I mean, spoilers for this game, because like that game is like 12 years old. Like, I mean, you are, well, you believe like that you're old, good,
yeah, but yeah, you're yeah, that's being right.
manipulated through the whole game. And then at the end, you're just like, oh yeah, I'm the dickhead. But
how about, do you remember the title Yakuza?
Okay. All right. Yeah, but okay. So yeah. Speaking of Yakuza, I'm playing one of those games right now. In those games, you're like an anti-hero. I mean,
you were, like, but yeah, you were still kind of.
You're like a reformed gangster, solving problem through vigilante
by violence.
Vigilante, you know, justice. Like, but they kind of couch that in so much that you're doing this in seedy parts of Japan where like the police are ineffective and. This is just, you know, this is how people handle themselves, right? But even in that game, like the main character, and even more so in the last game that I'm playing, is called Yakuza Like a Dragon. Like, your characters are trying to do the best thing that they can, provided the reality that they're presented. Mm-hmm. They're not going out of there. It's like they might be harsh, you know, it might come to blows, but they're not trying specifically to like fuck anyone over.
I don't know. I guess I really can't think of anything else other than those. But I think it would definitely be something to think about, like a good developer, and be like, there's gonna be a bad guy gonna do bad shit, literally just that perspective, period. Because I don't think people want to tackle. Like, I think people, like, you would physically feel bad just playing the game, because you're set out to be the bad person. Like, period. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. You're just gonna do bad shit. Period. Like, right. I don't think we're set that way unless you're a little twisted in the head like me. You know.
Even when I'm thinking about, like, you know, I'm thinking about, like, the last Mafia game, Mafia 3.
The Mafia series, yeah.
You are playing someone who is, you know, who's not a good guy, but he's trying to, like, kind of right a wrong perpetrated against, you know, his community and his people. Again, by doing a whole bunch of crimes, you know, and hurting people, but, you know, he understands, like, you know, the way the character is written is, like, he understands that the things that he's doing are not good, but they're still the best option, as he understands.
I get it. Robbie goes, the only game he's nice is Viva Pinata and GTA. I follow all rules and laws.
Hey, Robbie, are shout you stopping at streetlights in GTA?
That'd be hilarious. You know, okay, low-key, my wife does that. I'm like, babe, what the fuck are you doing? Just go. She's like, what do you mean? It's red. I'm like, oh my God, it's a fucking video game. Just fucking go through the light. What are you doing? She's like, no, I have to stop. I was like, oh, I can't remember. Really, I cannot.
There was one of those GTA games where, like, I tried to play, like, I feel like it was GTA 4. Like, the way the cars handled in that game was, like, really bad. So, like, there would be times where I would be trying to, like, come to a safe stop at an intersection and still just, like, skid out of control and then hit some pedestrians and then have to run away. I'm like, dude, just give me the opportunity to do the right thing here. But, you know.
Never.
It's there's still some dissonance with the character that you're playing, right? Who's still gonna probably murder, like, hundreds of people by the time the game ends.
I don't think I've ever stopped if I'm in a car in a video game ever, Sean. Ever, never. Hold on, wait. Do you remember that game? I forget who developed. Remember the game Driver? This is like PS1.
Yeah, PS2. Drivers. Yep.
That one, you kind of have to specifically kind of do it, because if you go with the car too fast, or if you don't stop at that intersection, shit blows up. Right. Spoiler. I mean,
sure.
It's been so long since this fucking game. Mm-hmm. Okay, except for that fucking game.
Yeah.
I do not stop. This is like Mario Kart.
Yeah, I was
every day.
I was thinking that
throw shit think everywhere.
Of like another open world game where it was like the same, pretty much the same consequences. It's like, yeah, you could be reckless, but, like, the cars are not set up to take damage like that. And I feel like it was Mafia, where the last Mafia 2, where, like, the game is set in the late 60s and the early 70s. So you can imagine, like, the cars are big and American, and they use drum brakes, and they are trash at taking a corner. It's just like every exploitation movie. Like, they fishtail out, and, like, you know, they're big, but they're not designed to take a lot of damage.
Handle
so you
corners.
Still want it to, like, you know, if you're trying to get from point A to point B safely, you don't want to be going too crazy, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is why I like talking video games with you, because I could be the punk ass. I'm telling you, Bully, that game was modeled after me. I'm telling you right now, that game was great. I don't condone bullying, which that game clearly was all about, but I was like, if they modeled something off of me when I was younger, that was probably it. I was that kid. I felt bad for my mother when I was younger. Like, just if I can just look back, I was such a punk ass. I don't know why she didn't whoop me more when I was smaller. But big ups to mom for not, you know, doing a flying kick into my brain. At some points, she could. The whole family could. I think I told you this. The entire family's trained. Yeah. We don't mess around with the kung fu and the stuff. But like I said, Sean, I really, really enjoy talking to you. Hopefully, you're available again next week. I know it's crazy.
Yeah, man. You know, with your schedule. I feel like we're really nailing in this baby sleeping schedule finally. Like,
yeah, man.
The rhythm and the cadence is like there. It's been a couple of nights in a row where she's been able to go to sleep at a reasonable time in her own bed, which is super duper clutch. Like one of those weekends or one of those weeks where like she got sick, she ended up coming back into bed with us and it was hard to kind of like break her out of the habit and kind of get her back. But things seem to be going in the right direction. So that should free me up during the evenings. And obviously, you know, we can talk about all sorts of stuff, man. I am looking forward to some Monshushu news. I know we didn't talk about it, but look,
man. There's so much news right now,
dude, it's pumpkin spice season again.
So I complained 3 weeks ago about pumpkin spice was about to fucking come in like hard. However, did you see this new fucking, hold on, I'm gonna pull it up right now on our screen. That way we can see it. Have you seen this? So Caitlin just got this.
No.
Today? Yesterday. Apple crisp macchiato. This is the new shit right now that Starbucks is getting. And you know what? I had it just a little bit of, yo, it's kind of bomb. It's kind of delicious. This is their new, this is like their new trend. Sort of. I don't know. Like it's like, not too many people crazy about the pumpkin. Oh, I mean, they're still crazy about the pumpkin. It's, you will never get a while. But this apple crisp, bro, I think this is going to be the new wave, man. If you haven't, I highly suggest that you do try it. It is a little too sweet for my taste. I mean, all the fucking drinks are too sweet for my tasting, but the apple hits different. Like it's like that cidery, apple-y taste, like fall. Mm-hmm. Like it immediately, it feels more fall to me.
We got here before the leaves are still on the tree. Like, they're on it. Like, we didn't even hit Labor Day. And, like,
I know.
It is fall and harvest.
It's just, like, right off.
Pumpkin spice everything, man.
Well, you know how it is, dude. Like, we're already pushing. Wait, what is today, technically? August. So, we got one more week till about September. Yeah, we got another week till fucking Labor Day, essentially. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it just becomes haywire, right? So if we're thinking retail, you're getting ready for fall. And then as soon as October hits, Halloween, just like that. It just, like, on the date, I mean, they're on brand. So it's not like we can't expect them to do
maybe
it.
Maybe I'm
still,
just
it
out
feels,
of sorts. But yeah, it kind of
feels early.
Hard as I was like, watching the morning news and it's just like pumpkin spice. Yeah. I'm like, wow, we're here.
It feels off. Like it really does.
We are here.
Yeah, man. Well, not too crazy. Like I mentioned, we'll do some more stuff. I still haven't even asked you what you've been eating the past 3 fucking weeks. So
it's fine. Yeah, we can chop it up and talk about that next week.
Coming up. Sean, however, I do want to end with this.
Yes.
So our fry cook is off this week. He's on vacay. Finally. Okay. Good for him. However, I don't think I've sent you pictures on the restaurant as of yet, but I'll send it to you tomorrow, bro. The fry station is like this big. Mm-hmm. That is the waist, width. I'm in fry station. I'm like the whitest dude there. Fry stations also garmage and setups on for the tables. And I was telling Chef, I was like, he can't fit. He's like 6'4". Ben, who's the other cook there, he's like 6'7". He can't fit. So I'm, in terms of being wide and being tall, I'm the smallest one out of
the
bunch.
Most compact guy, despite being wider than the fry station.
Wider than everybody else, pretty much. And I was telling him, Chef, have you always been doing it this way? Meaning everything is in little pint containers, Sean. It's like when you're doing setups, you open the fucking thing and then you set it and then you close it again. You stick it in the fridge. And I'm like, is there an actual setup? He's like, no, you know, we've been doing it like that for years. I got aggravated this Sunday because we did like 40 covers and I was on there. And, you know, obviously I don't know how to move as of yet. And I was just like, this is so dumb. The setup should be on top, on ice, so you can access it right away. You know what I'm saying? Like in ninth pan containers, you're pulling the shit in like spoons, sauce, boom, boom, out. Out it goes. It should be that effortless. Not, I'm going down, I'm picking in it for this side, opening the fucking cap. It's more so delaying me more than anything. Sure. You know? So I bought a hotel pan and some ninth pans that I'm bringing in tomorrow for setup.
I mean, again, it makes sense. You know, one thing that people really don't think about is, you know, how much time and effort those extra steps actually cost you, right?
Yeah.
You know, if you just think of like, I don't know, if you said you have 40 covers and you spent an additional 15 seconds for each of those covers, you know, just think about like, you know, that's an extra 10 minutes that you lost just to that process of like open the drawer, scoop the thing, close the thing, reseal it, close the drawer, right? Like you could do so, like think about how much you're paid and how much that extra, what you could do with that extra 10 minutes. And then you just think about that over the course of a week, a month, a year. And you know, that's time that you can't get back. So like, it's definitely worth, it's always worth looking into what your setup is like and finding those real efficiencies, even if they seem really minor. And, you know, and again, yeah, it might cost you the cost of the pans that you just got. But I bet, you know, again, it'll pay for itself in less than a week's time. Just what you get paid versus like how much time it took. Like, and you'll have that infrastructure to go forward with. And that understanding. And then, you know, it'll propagate to the other stations, because I'm sure there's all those like efficiencies to be found.
So like this is, like I said, this is my first solo on that station. I know how to do setups. It's the same exact thing. However, to move in it and without a proper setup just feels so silly to me. And I know Chef's been doing this for a while, but like at the same time, he's not looking to improve the production side of it. Meaning you and I are so accustomed to fucking 800,000-900,000 of people coming in. We need to have the setups faster so we can be more efficient, productive with our time. Because I'm not going to have time to fucking open one thing just to garnish something, close it, put it in a fucking fridge, like for like 1,000 setups. That doesn't make sense.
That's not at all. That's what I'm talking about right there, right? It's like, yeah. And it's not to say that it can't work to their scale, but what if the scale changes? You know, like how are you set up to kind of deal with that? And you know, and again, obviously I'm not consulting on your space. You know, I'm just vibing off of what you're telling me. I'm sure there are those efficiencies to be found even in an establishment with as small as you know, you're explaining it to me. And it might even be more crucial in a smaller space because you have less space to work with, right?
I have less space. Yeah. I don't have stuff to put stuff on tables. Like it's silly. So my main thing tomorrow is finding a good setup. So when Nick comes back next week, I'm like, Nick, try this. This will save you the amount of time. And then when I'm done with that, I'm going to do the same exact thing on Pantry, which is right across. She has the same exact thing. Literally everything in little pint containers and in like six pans. So there's like four of those laid out instead of like nine pans in a fucking hotel that you just put in and out for desserts or some shit. It's so annoying. I feel everything would be so much easier and everyone would just have such an easier time to perform during the busy service if we just had a proper setup for it, you know? So that's my challenge. I just wanted to share that with you because
you gotta shake up and disrupt the space, man. And kind of figure out where you go from there. But I know you got it.
I'll be like, this is why they pay me the big bucks.
As you sip your apple macchiato.
It's like, see that? This is why this I went to I went to school for this, but I went to I was in a fast paced restaurant, as they call it now, Sean. Mm-hmm. Oh, talk about restaurants real quick. I know I keep saying real quick, but our old space in the mall is finally opening the that other space that that it was rumored about. It was the other, it was Darden Company took it over.
Yeah.
They're opening Seasons 52. Seasons 52? Oh, Eddie V, sorry. Eddie V's in that space. I just don't know how big they want the stuff. But definitely under construction now. It is finalized. And then since I applied in their system, they actually been calling me. And I'm like, I'm already employed like a while ago. Like, sorry. And they're like, well, but, you know, we can give you. I'm like, unless you're offering me 110 Gs, bro. No, that's not going to happen. They're like, what? I'm like, I know it. I know how much this is going to run. Like, I don't. No messing around with me. Unless it's that, I'm not switching. And I don't know if I'm down to do another 6 day, Sean. Like 6 day week like we used to. I don't know, man. Like, I don't think that's worth.
Yeah, man. It, you know, those are decisions to make and to make with your wife, man. Again, man.
I know.
Can't pay your bills, but you know,
no, I know.
Yeah, it's definitely something you need to consider with the misses, but yeah, man, good luck to them in that space. You know, I'm certainly gonna, you know, pop by when those doors open and reminisce on all the times we spent there, man. Good luck to them.
Yeah, good luck to them. Not too crazy. Like I said, you can catch us all online. You can catch Sean on Twitter, MetroCardX. You can ask us anything on our email, askchefsalty@gmail.com. And the full podcast on video format, please watch our show because it is more animated, more visual. No, what I'm trying to say? More entertaining.
I think so.
I move my eyebrows a lot. You can see my my back. There's a lot of stuff in my background right now. Sean's very neat on that side.
I am not, man. Yeah. This blur filter is hiding a mess right now. This room is definitely in better sorts under normal circumstances, but it is not the case right now. But that's cool.
But
that's cool.
We got shout out to NVIDIA though, because it looks like a professional camera right now. It looks like
we got shit cracking over here, man. Before we finish out the week, I was thinking about you the other day because you always tell me about like weird challenges that are happening on TikTok. And I want to talk about one weird challenge that I have seen, or rather has come across my my social media feeds on Twitter. Have you seen the milk crate challenge?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know, dude. That's what the fuck.
A whole bunch of these like challenges that like bubble up, and you could see how they might be fun, if not immediately seem
dangerous, like, dangerous, and you can die.
But this one, oh my goodness! Like, is I don't understand. I don't understand. And I don't know what the best way to say this, man. I have not seen a wide demographic of people participating in this challenge. But to those who choose to do it, don't do it. You're gonna
just
get
don't
hurt.
Fucking do it.
It's not worth the joke. You're gonna break an arm. Don't do it, man. You gonna break an arm or a leg, you know, snap an ear, you know. You don't want to go to the emergency room right now.
Yeah.
You don't. Don't do it.
Imagine that sentence. Like, what happened? Oh, you know, we were playing with that with those crates and I fell off and my neck is now detached from my body.
Yeah.
Great. You're not paralyzed.
No one shows that video.
Yeah,
no one shows
that
video. They show you trying to summit these crates and falling to your doom. And
yes,
I've only seen one video where someone has completed the challenge. Mm-hmm. And I didn't feel accomplished for them. I just was like, you did something stupid and didn't get hurt.
It's like the producers of Jackass be like, hey, I think you should do this. I think this would be funny. I think that's what's happening, if anything. I mean, just like dumbass trends, you know, like, I don't know, man. Just don't do it.
I'm so curious. That's like, how does this stuff like bubble up? And I mean, I understand how it spreads and like kind of gets around, but like, who's the first person who does this thing and is like, yeah, I'm going to go like, and if you're someone who's watching this and you just saw someone fall off and land on their shoulder or elbow or arm, why would you do it? Like, why would you do it?
Because it's funny, Sean. That's what it is. Man, you go for the fun. You know, I'm also going to tell you that we have several crates in our back tomorrow. No, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, I don't want to have to like have another month hiatus because you were trying to do the crate challenge. Yeah, I won't forgive you for that, man.
I'll show up tomorrow with a fucking like, Sean, by the way.
Yeah, it's going to be, the Chef Sean podcast, formerly with Casey. Just gonna assume this feed all to myself every week. I'm like, yeah, man, he did that crate challenge. I don't know why. We talked about it.
The dumbass did it.
He did it.
I'm not gonna do it. I'm not that person. I don't want to hurt myself because homie gotta pay bills. And you know, I'm not that age anymore where things heal up faster because, you know, I mean, if you presented to me this when I was 16, absolutely, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, 16, you know? Man. I mean, you'd fall and like, you know, shift your hip back into place. Now you're gonna go to the hospital. You're fine. And we're like, we don't have anything for you. We don't.
And by the way, this is $30,000. Just to let you know.
Right? Yeah, man.
You know,
just copay is not doing anything. You're gonna get some pain meds. You can only get one prescription. Don't sell these, you weirdo.
Yes.
Don't do it.
That's it. That is.
We don't make hips for you.
Yeah. So Sean, I'm trying to make a viral video myself. No. I don't know how to do it just yet. But it seems like doing something stupid gets it the fastest. So if you can let me know if you have any ideas,
I don't. My. I just explained to you at the beginning of this episode, man. Like when I play the game, man, I play for happy outcomes, man. I'm not setting you up for failure. Again, I'm gonna judge you. I'm gonna judge you if you commit to doing something really stupid. I'll give you a video view. I'm like,
okay,
he tried it.
I just told this motherfucker not to do it.
Then I'm gonna call your wife and. That's how we can help out.
Kaylin probably wouldn't even know yet. She's like, what the fuck? He did what? Yeah, I can picture it now. Yeah. Anyway, don't go crazy. Everybody stay safe. Don't touch people. Wash your fucking hands.
Wash your hands.
Wear a mask.
Yeah.
Okay? Other than that, though.
Peace out, y'all.